Hey y'all, I'm back, and I'm here. I don't know, it's been a while. Last time I made this, I had a job. Now I am unemployed, so I really just think that was a big moment for me. Let me just tell y'all what's been happening. I don't think a lot's been happening, but maybe there might be a lot. Basically, after I quit my job, I had to immediately catch up on all missing assignments because I was failing every single one of my classes. Like every single one. Like every single one. It was just kind of embarrassing for me because I usually do not ever in life get Fs or Ds or Cs at that. I only get good grades. Which is exactly why I was thinking about committing suicide. Am I allowed to even say that on here? Oops. Anyway, on the verge of killing myself, and then I don't know. I guess I just didn't. I don't know, man. But I don't know. Anyway, I was trying to catch up on my missing assignments. I just finished all my missing assignments, actually. Yet on Friday, well, y'all wouldn't know. Like 2 days ago, I finished all of my missing assignments. Now, tomorrow, I have to make up all the tests that I either purposely avoided by being absent or just didn't take. And that's what I'm trying to do for tomorrow so I can lift my grade up and actually try to get a good grade. But to be honest, I don't remember anything. Nobody in this, I don't know. I just haven't learned anything from school, so I don't even know how I'm going to do good on this, on any of these tests, actually. It's kind of insane. I have like five, six tests I have to make up. It's kind of disgusting, actually, thinking about it. But anyway, yeah. Hello? Yeah, that's it really about school. Not really, but we'll get to that later. With my job, I do miss some people that work there. I do. They make the work fun, actually, so I do miss them. The people that I left over, they can really kiss my ass. Like, I don't know. They made my job a living hell. I was literally going to job. I was going to the job wanting to kill myself. Like, I mean, I know I should probably stop saying that on this podcast, but that's truly what I was thinking in my head. Like, in my head, I was while I was packing chicken nuggets, I was literally thinking about stabbing myself with the knife that was right there. Like, I'm not even joking with you. I was packing chicken nuggets, and the knife was right there. Oh, maybe I'm gonna have to go ahead and do what I got to do. But anyways, that was that. I do miss a lot of people that work there. I do. I miss my boyfriend. I hope I did not disclose his. Ooh, whoa, wait a minute. My boyfriend has nothing to do with that job because my boyfriend does not work at that job. I just want y'all to make that clear. I don't even remember what I said in the first podcast. I'm not going to see what I said in the first podcast. But let me get this straight. My boy, well, he's not my boyfriend. Let me stop saying that. He does not work at the job that I was working at. He just came up in my mind. I don't know. That's kind of crazy. Anyway, I haven't seen him. I haven't really thought about him really till today. I wouldn't say that I miss him, but I do miss waking up and having a reason to wake up because me being obsessed with him gave me a reason to wake up every day. But now that I'm not obsessed with him anymore. It's just what the hell am I here Boy, you know what I'm saying? Do you know what the fuck I'm saying? I know that's not y'all. I know y'all can relate to me. I know y'all can relate to me. But anyway. I don't know. So, I'm done with that. I want to find a new job soon, but I want to find a job after, like, a few weeks into the third quarter. Like, a few weeks into the second semester, I want to find a job. But with that and also the ACT that I have to take, I don't know. I just want a job that pays more than what I got paid last job. Because ain't no way in hell I'm about to get a job and I get paid less than this job that I quit from. Because first of all, that's embarrassing. Second of all, nobody on earth want to downgrade from some money. And speaking of money, I miss money. I really do. I think if somebody saw my bank account right now, they'll be like, Sasha, you miss money, but the money all in there. But the thing is, I'm planning on spending it. I don't know what I'm going to spend it on just yet, but I'm planning on spending it. So, after I plan on spending that, I'm just warning my future self I'm going to be broke. That's why I said I'm broke, because I practically am broke, because I will be broke after I'm done spending my money. I just don't know what to spend it on yet. If y'all had a $25 gift card from Target, what would y'all spend it on? I'll give y'all time to think. Basically, for a $25 Target gift card, I was thinking about getting me a music album. But they really didn't even have any good albums, because nobody on earth want that big ass BTS album. And they got it right there. And it's like, I don't know. I don't want that. I was hoping I'd find a TXT album, man. I would get an Ariana Grande album, but Ariana Grande don't got no photo cards. She should have photo cards. That bitch ain't got no photo cards. So what's the point? And I want some albums just because I just bought a Hello Kitty boom box. A Hello Kitty boom box. Right in my face. I'm looking at it as we speak. It's so beautiful. I just want an album so I could actually play it. Because ain't no way in hell I just bought that boom box without playing. Hello? Anyway, ain't no way in hell. Hell, I just bought that boombox and I'm not even gonna use it. My door really just opened while I was talking. Oh, 1 second, guys. Oh. Okay, guys, I'm back. Who is he even talking about? So, yeah, that was basically what happened right now. Currently, my thoughts for the future is getting a nose ring, a nose piercing. Well, yeah, a nose piercing, basically. I want to dye my hair. I want to get braces in my near future. I want to get new shoes. That's basically all the things that are on my list right now. Cause I'm just giving up on school, like, after this quarter. Oh hell no. Ain't no way in hell I'm going to any other colleges. I won't. And it kinda kills me, cause it's like, damn bitch, I was kinda hoping to go into some good colleges. But that shit ain't gonna work, so I don't give a fuck. So yeah, that's basically what's happening right now. Let's see, what else happened? I hate school, like, let me tell y'all. So basically, I switched from virtual Oh, did I tell y'all? I don't know if I told y'all in the first podcast, but my chemistry teacher, right? I had like a 12% in that bitch class. So I turned in all my missing assignments and I emailed her. I was like, hey, mind you, I switched out of virtual from physical schooling 2 weeks into the quarter. So I was not there for first period, not first period. I was not there for the first quarter and 2 weeks of the second quarter. I did not know her expectations. I did not know she did not, I did not know she did not even bring in, wait, hold on. I did not know that she didn't take missing assignments. And third, I didn't know she was pregnant. I thought the bitch was just fat. And fourth, I didn't know the bitch was mean as shit. So I emailed her. I was like, hey, I apologize for the inconvenience, but like, I just turned in my all my missing homework. I really hope that you can check it and at least give me half credit or some shit like that. And she was like, I'm sorry. I do not. I do, hold on. She said, I'm sorry. I do not take missing assignments. Right? She said that shit to me. And I was missing the test in her class too. So I emailed her. I was like, this was in my first email, by the way. I was like, and also, while you were absent on medical leave, yeah, medical fucking leave for about 2, 3 months. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, why I said while you were on medical leave, the teacher that was in the class said that I would probably be excused from taking the test. So I don't know why it says missing on the test when I was told that I was going to be, excluded. She said, no. You still need to take the test, black bitch. She said that. She said that. I'm kidding. She didn't really say black bitch, but she said black bitch. She said it in her head. And I was very livid. So I told my mother, I was like, ah, oh, hell nah, bitch. I said, oh, hell nah. I don't even think I'm gonna make it to fucking senior year with this shit. Because with this whole pandemic and my mental health and my job that requires all my strength, energy, power, and motivation, and you think I'm gonna survive the real world if I got F's in all of my classes? I think the fuck not. I told the bitch, and she was like, okay, I'll call. So it's like days has passed, maybe weeks have passed, and I was like, I think you need to call her now because the bitch is irritating me. So she called my teacher. Before she called, I said, let me go ahead and shit real quick. Because first of all, I've been needing to shit for a minute. So I said, yeah, let me shit. I didn't know the bitch would be on the phone while I was shitting. So here she is. On the phone with my chemistry teacher, while I'm on TikTok, scrolling through TikTok, shitting. And she be like, and she was like, they was basically having a conversation. All of a sudden, my mom walked into my, the opened the door where I was taking a shit in the bathroom, so like powerfully, like she was mad as shit. She's like, you need to hear this. She was, and then here go my chemistry teacher talking shit. Like, she turned in missing assignments from like all the way from October, and it's December. Well, it's January. Blah blah blah, that is blah blah that. I don't understand how she even managed to turn all of it in the span of 24 hours. She could have done that when she was supposed to turn it in, all this shit. And then she was like, she was just talking shit about me to my mother, and of course my coon ass mother will literally take the girl's side, talk about, yeah, I know, girl, fuck you, for I really kill myself. Oh, guys, I said I would stop saying it, but I'm telling you, this was just my mindset in these months, all that was on my head was, yeah, I think I'm about to commit suicide. But yeah, that's what happened. So yeah, that's basically what happened. And my mom was mad as she was so mad at me for just, I don't know, living basically, because I had all this shit I had to take care of. I had my first job. How you get your first job and you hate your first job? I was down bad. I guess that was my fault for even picking a fast food company. But those was the only bitches that was hiring. I'm trying to figure out how to get into Target, you feel. But anyway. So, yeah. She was mad at me, so I had to go in and take the stupid fucking test. Did not do well on that test. Got a 66. So, My grade still at a 36. And then she told me that she was going to check my missing assignments. That should still say a 0 in the grade book. So I don't know if she lied straight to my face to make me feel better. Or if she's going to check it soon. Because how you going to lie straight to my face and say, I'm going to check it? You really just, I just don't know. I just don't like how they've been treating me for the past month. I just don't like how America, how everybody on earth has been treating me for the past few months. I'm innocent. I am the victim. I'll tell y'all that now. So, yeah, that's basically what's happening with school. I don't really like school. Well, I've said this multiple times, but one of my best friends, we've known each other for like 8-9 years or some shit like that. She's like, I don't know, like, I don't know. Ever since this pandemic started, school has been ghetto as shit. All the fun people gone. All my good friends gone. Like, and I'm just stuck with, I mean, not that it's bad that I'm stuck with her. But it's just like, she hang out with completely different people than who I hang out with. She hang out with the musty, like, the musty black niggas. Just like, I don't know. They like, where's my hug? They like, where's my hug type of niggas. Me personally, I don't get down with that. Especially because I rarely interact with males. So it's just like, kind of awkward when she's just talking. And I'm just right there sitting there. She mostly always leaves me after conversations. So I just look like a loner bitch. But I am not a loner bitch. It's just my friends aren't there. That's why and so it makes me look like a loner bitch. But I'm not. But anyway, one of my friends that sit next to us, she was like, y'all want to go to like, I just like rented out a whole movie theater. Y'all want to go? First one in my head, hell no. Would I sit out loud? Maybe. Like, what the fuck? If I knew I was not going to go, why did my dumb ass say maybe? Ain't nobody on earth about to go to that ghetto ass shit. Nothing wrong with the girl, because that's sister, though. That's my sister. But, like, first of all, I don't know the people she hang out with, because we're not really, like, I don't hang out with who she hang out with. So, first of all, it would be awkward. Secondly, nobody there to talk to, because I know if my friend, my best friend that I was telling you about, if she comes, she gonna leave me. And also, I do not want to, because I know there will be niggas there. I do not feel like interacting with niggas. I already feel ugly because, I don't know, I just hate it here. I just don't have time to interact. Speaking of interacting with niggas, dude, this one dude, he always FaceTime me. I mean, I understand why he don't text me no more, because every time he texts me, I really leave him undelivered. But I have a reason for that. The reason is that I was caught up on so much school. Also, he is dry as shit. And he always comes for me about my musical preferences. Ain't no way in hell this nigga that listened to NBA Youngboy gonna speak on me for listening to K-pop. Yeah, bitch, I think we both in the same boat of being down bad. Because ain't no way in hell NBA Youngboy is calling me out my name for listening to some shit. You gotta be in the deepest depths and pits of hell to want to listen to NBA Youngboy. So, I don't know. I just feel like I just don't let it get to me because I just know deep down this nigga listens to NBA Youngboy. And so there's really nothing he can say about me and what I listen to. I do think I have better musical taste than he has. I do think that I need to start listening to Black people music. But hey, that's a conversation for another day and another topic. But I don't know. He keeps FaceTiming me. I be wanting to answer, but the way my life's set up right now, I had a whole bunch of missing work to get done. On top of that, my mom just be yelling for no fucking reason. Like, this bitch be like, she will literally be like, Sasha, I just found 3 roaches or some stupid. Well, I'm not going to sit here. Disclaimer, I don't have roaches. But you know, like, how they just be yelling out stupid stuff from the out the blue. They be like, I'm about to buy you some pads. Or, like, I'm about to buy you some tampons. I think it's too much information. But it's like, she would say some embarrassing shit like that while I'm on the phone. And she would also yell at me, like, you don't do beep in this house. Like, go ahead, clean up. She would literally do that in front of the nigga that's on FaceTime. That's exactly why I don't feel like FaceTiming him. Because I think that would be my 13th reason why if he ever see me get yelled at by my parents. I think that would be the one to take the cake for me. So, yeah. That's that. I don't know what this podcast is about. I'm just trying to get y'all caught up on life so I can actually do podcast topics. Like, I don't know what I want to do. I would say I would do scary stories, but I rarely have. Oh, I can do. Oh my God. Next podcast episode is going to be my embarrassing moments from middle school through sophomore year, because nothing embarrassing has really happened junior year, mainly because nobody on earth go to school anymore, and half of the people that I know go to virtual, and I'm about to go on virtual this next semester, so it's like, I don't know, but yeah, I think that's what my next podcast is going to be about, all of my embarrassing stories. Let me tell you, bitch, I'm down bad. I think I will always be. Ain't no way in hell somebody would want to go through what I've been through. But anyway, yeah. Just trying to get y'all caught up. Let's talk about my friends. I have this group chat called Ratchet. And this Ratchet group chat is basically Instagram group chat. It started with like multiple group chats. I was added into a group chat and people was adding in other group chats, and we all had a, they was all like, hey, do you want to tell people from your group chat to come into this group chat, and I tell this group chat to go on this group chat so we can all have one main group chat? And I said, yeah. So I took my bitches, because in my group chat I had my friends Kamisa, Clay, and Jamie. Those was the, and there was more people in that group chat, but those the people that got invited to Ratchet. So the people who was in that group chat was Jamie, Kamisa, and Clay. And the other people's group chat, I think it was Destiny, Abby, and basically literally the rest of Ratchet. I don't know. I was just kind of the bridge, the stepping stool for basically creating my subunit, Sasha Amy, which consists of me, Sasha, Ty Lee, and Jamie. Ty Shamey. I don't know. I think I hate them though. But anyway, Ratchet is basically a group chat that's been around for years. It's old as fuck. It's like a tombstone, basically. So many people have been ran through that group chat. Not ran through, but like ran through. So many people left. So many people, I don't know, got invited. I don't know. I think I should make a whole separate podcast on that too, because I think it's pretty interesting. But they dead as fuck now. And it's so sad to see. Because, I don't know, a little known fact about me is that I have issues where if I'm close to you, you're never in life leaving me unless I leave you. And I think that's going to be my motto for the rest of my life. I don't know. I forgot what word that's called. I just don't like when people stop. I don't know. It makes me sad. It makes me on the verge of tears. Because it's like, imagine talking to somebody. It's basically like breaking up. It's like a relationship and y'all broke up. It's like, dang, we known each other for this long. And now we just never going to speak again. And it's kind of sad to think about it. I'm not saying that Ratchet don't speak. But right now, because every year, they always go through this dead stage. But these niggas is dead. Like, going to that group chat, and these niggas be talking about nothing. Nothing! We used to do a whole bunch of shit. Like, I don't know. I think I could talk about that in a different podcast. But I think I hate everybody there at the moment. Many people I like right now are David, and David's fucking gone, so he wants to take a break from Ratchet. Yeah, fuck out of my face, black boy. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the N-word with the E-R. I am African-American, so I feel like I should be able to say it, but I also don't want my account to be banned, so what am I going to do about that? But yeah, what else? Oh yeah, so we have this iMessage group chat with my friend Destiny, my friend Abby, love my sisters, those is my sisters for life, like, I don't know, they like Ty Shamey, but they not Ty Shamey, like, they on par with being with Ty Shamey for me. Those like my besties. My besties. And then Nick. Well, Nick is in our iMessage group chat as well. Nick is bestie too, but Nick don't be saying shit. So is Nick really bestie? We don't know. Anyway, we just be talking on iMessage. It's fun. I hate Jamie. Jamie's a fucking bitch. I hate that girl. Tally, he's tolerable, but he also is annoying. The only person that I have not been annoyed with yet is Abby and Nick. And Destiny has been rude as fuck towards me back in the day. She used to bully me every other freaking day. Now she's very nice to me, so I really can't say that much about her. But I will get into the topics of her in my soon upcoming podcast. But other than that, that's basically what's been going on in life. It's been a while since I made my first podcast. I got 4 listeners. Hey, we shaking some ass. Because to be honest, I don't know anybody on earth. I didn't even send a link to nobody. So it's like, who the fuck were you listening to my podcast? That's crazy as shit. I don't know, but I think I really need to start staying on topic with some of these podcasts. Also, this is my second time using this podcasting app. I really don't even know how to edit these shits. So, from now on, y'all just gonna hear me stutter, pause, and think while I learn how to do this shit right. So, I think we're gonna end it short here because I have the voice messages that I need to get to from my friends. Also, I have homework I need to do. But I'll see y'all soon. Hopefully, I'll see y'all in next semester when my grades are finally blank, cleared, and done. And I'm actually happy. So, talk to my sister later. I need a fandom name. Bye.